A coroner has recommended the doctor who fatally misdiagnosed an Indigenous man as suffering from complications linked to excessive cannabis use should be referred to the healthcare watchdog. The 36-year-old Gamilaroi Dungunny man and father of eight, Ricky Dougie Hampson, was wrongly diagnosed with the drug-related condition cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome, despite lacking key symptoms of nausea and vomiting. He died on the 16th of August 2021, less than 24 hours after leaving Dubbo Base Hospital. In delivering her inquest findings, Deputy State Coroner Erin Kennedy recommended emergency doctor Sokol Nushaj be referred to the Health Care Complaints Commission for potential unsatisfactory professional conduct. Dougie's father, Ricky Hampson Sr., says he wants to see all of the coroner's recommendations implemented.
The coroner has made the findings that my son's death was preventable. He didn't have to die. Everyone working in the healthcare system in this country should reflect on the reality of the care you are providing First Nations people. There is no healing without justice, and justice will only be served when an Aboriginal person can walk into a hospital in this country without being scared they might not walk out.